Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 27. This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
This is our third take. And I am about done with this.
And it's my fault both times.
And it's past my bedtime. Let's just say it's like 9:30 p.m. And here we are.
And I'm lucky she's hanging out with me because she wanted to have a hermit weekend. And I feel like we do this with every podcast.
And my mom pays you to be my friend.
$5. Yeah. It was a 10.
Pretty sure it was so long 10. Ago.
I'm surprised your sister didn't pay me when she was here.
You know what? I'm surprised too. But so, my mom did give me money to hang out with my sister. So
true. And my parents did give me money to hang out with my niece and nephew. See? After I already paid for something.
See?
Because our parents are the same.
Yep, they are.
We wanted to do a topic, Deidre's idea, about advice. Because she gives good advice. I don't always listen to it. Because your advice, is it really advice? Or is it like, as you call it, deep thoughts with Dee Dee? Just like your take on
things.
Yeah,
I feel like it's my take on things and my opinion. And I don't necessarily, I'm never like, this is what you should do.
Or, you should. That's what I need to hear. Oh.
That's a lot of responsibility for me in my young age.
You should be like, Lisa, with Lisa, your listen. Whole relationship things you have going on here.
This is what you need to do.
Just fucking stop. Bam.
Do I need to use cuss words, though?
You do.
Oh.
Because you already look intimidating.
I mean, that's true.
And if you start throwing off F-bombs.
Oh, yeah, that'll really resonate.
Then I'll be like, shit,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll probably be like that Starbucks guy in line. You'll be like, ooh, excuse me, sir. And he's like, ooh.
Still the best.
I know. I'm just all about that intimidation.
You are.
Except for that new girl that started at work. We'll Bailey. Call her Bailey.
Because Deidre calls all her bitches Bailey.
Because, let me clarify, I don't remember anyone's name. I just like assume that I know their name, and it's never actually their name.
Yeah, there were people coming in for the interviews, and then Deidre was texting me about it later about like, I think we hired Bailey, and I'm like, what? The one with the thigh tattoo? That was Brooklyn. And she's like, no, Bailey. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's no Bailey.
I'm like, yeah, there's a Bailey. Nope.
No, Bailey.
Nope. And that isn't even this girl's name. Anyway, so I apparently do not intimidate her. Nobody intimidates her. It was like her first week on the job, and she was like joking around and like...
Chill AF.
And I was like...
I start a new job, I am not. I'm yeah. the opposite.
And she's dressed like... like maybe slightly above casual. And I'm like, okay, I was probably wearing a blazer on day one.
Yeah,
and
I still
wear blazers because dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. Yes.
You should
advice.
Have that on your bedroom wall.
I have it ingrained in
right
my mind.
Right under live, laugh, love.
Yes. Because I love that quote.
It's my
yes.
favorite.
Yes. So anyway, so yes. She's just like... You know, I'm just waiting for her. She's probably going to get fired or she's going to quit because she has, like, no concept of, like, respect. Like, respect your elders. Respect seniority. Like, I have been there long enough and you shouldn't be, like, joking around with me that much.
And she made some comment to me. I'm not sure exactly what she said, but then I said in a very sarcastic, jokey way, I'm like, this is your third day. You need to calm down. I forgot what she said, though. But I'm sure it was like a stab at me, like a joking stab, and that's what I like.
That's what she does, is she's kind of like, does like these like little joking jabs, and I'm like,
joking jabs.
Yeah, she does joking jabs. And I'm like, bam, bam, stab, stab. And I'm like, one, you're 25. Two, you look younger than 25 and act younger than 25. So... don't do joking jabs at me.
I'm going to cut you.
Exactly. And I'll actually do stabs.
You do.
Yeah. Like, I don't do jabs, I do stabs.
And I cut with my words.
You do.
I will cut you down and build you back up. Mm,
that's true.
I don't just do that to men, as you say.
Yeah, that's
true. Times two.
Times two. Times two. You're welcome.
Oh, such a great quote from you.
It really is.
You always have the best quotes.
I know, and I don't even realize it, though, either. Like, until I just, like, spew out. I spew out all this gold during these podcasts. That's going to be the
quote right now. Spew out gold.
And people better recognize.
I spew out garbage. You're like, I spew gold. I'm a queen. I don't throw up.
Listen to this gold. Write it down.
So yeah.
Excuse me, scribe. Write down this quote. Better write it. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying? I was still off on that tantrum.
I don't know. We're ruining this. Was supposed to be a topic.
No, we're not recording it again.
No, we are not. So we're
committed
going
to this. Fans, stay along.
On this one, did we talk about the advice you give, or was that the last one? And I don't listen to it. But it's more your deep thoughts where you're not judging or anything.
We did just say that, yep.
There's so many podcasts. I don't know.
Well, it's because you can't make us record them all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
My life is a mess.
Yeah.
Deidre tries to help me navigate that. Her and my workmate try to help me navigate. And I still don't listen. Because I'm like, but I like this person. And they go,
and?
We won't even get into that. Because I'm like, sure looks like they don't like you. I'm like, I like them. But then this person likes me. And I don't like them.
What yes. Do I do? Yes. What's it like to have people like you, Lisa?
It's a mess.
I wouldn't know.
And the people I really want to like me, then they kind of like, I want to say like,
smother you?
No. The people I want to like me and do cute things and whatever, like kind of go run off. Like that.
You're doing like this little finger motion. Like the fans can't see it, so I'll just like describe it.
Narrate what I'm doing. Yeah. Oh,
Lisa's using a finger motion of walking away.
Then the other ones that I'm like, you know, kind of want to get away from, but then they keep doing nice things, and I'm like, oh, is it ever going to be better than this?
I have no advice.
No. But we went out for dinner tonight. And then we went to like the little fancy bar, and I had the worst old fashioned ever that tasted like water.
She told me that she just started as a bartender.
I heard when I came back. So I'm like, okay, so yes, you looked in a book to make an old fashioned, but
tasted like garbage.
Are you sure that was for an old fashioned, or was that water with like a splash of whiskey?
That could have been it.
The maraschino cherry.
That could have been it. But at least you remember the cherry.
But she is super cute.
Yeah, I know her.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I thought you were striking up conversations with strangers. I'm like,
who
is this?
Do I ever do that?
Well, that's why I was confused.
She started talking to me while you were in the bathroom.
I was trying to take selfies in the bathroom.
I thought that that's what you were doing. I was like, why is Lisa taking so long? And then I like kind of like side-eyed, and I was like, she took her phone with her.
Because
I'm an investigator.
She's like, I know she doesn't have her period now.
Yes.
Why else would she take a purse?
Suspicious. And then I was just like talking to the bartender because you left me for like half hour. So, after you had judged me on me trying to take some selfies, you were like mocking me.
You're like this.
And Lisa's holding her phone as if she's taking a selfie. Narrator.
The narrator doesn't say narrator.
Well, I had to clarify that. I was being a narrator, though. So, yes. Anyway, so the advice you give me is about feng shui. And let me tell you, I have taken that advice, and I'm going through my whole apartment and like doing a minimalistic thing and like getting rid of a bunch of stuff, which you didn't give me advice on that, but you were like, you need to feng shui. So this escalated. So now I'm doing that. And then let me tell you, I'm going to feng shui the F out of the apartment.
It sounded like you already did.
No, I haven't moved my bed yet or taken the stuff out of under my bed.
What? Then what were you even doing?
Those are the two main offenders. I have to go through all my stuff first to reduce. So I have enough space to put what's under my bed someplace else.
That was very intense.
On that note, Goodbye.